the most important ones, you know, that can be problematic if it is not carried out correctly. And we know, besides the examination, we would like to look at readiness, exam readiness. The same is when it comes to the provision of learner, teacher support material. And we will be looking at that this morning. After we complete that meeting, we will just look at our previous minutes so that we can have it adopted. And with those few words, I'd like to welcome you in the meeting. And I think it will be important that members introduce themselves, because two officials, I think only the one official within the department, know exactly, you know, who are the members in the portfolio committee. I'm Hope Marcus, and I'm the chairperson of the portfolio committee on basic education. We'll start with that, honourable member.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Jabile Kitumbwenmanjeza. I'm the member of the Special Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'm the member of this committee. And my name is Albert Kochan. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm in the
Good morning, Chair, and everyone present. My name is Annette Lovemore, also a member of the Peace Committee.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Donald Smiles. I'm a member of this committee.
Thank you, Chair Person. I'm Medina Shishi, a member of the Portfolio Committee. Thank you.
My name is Chris Bimoni, a member of the committee. Chobe.
Don't forget they can recruit in this committee too, because I know on voicemails would like to be at the department. Thank you. You may introduce yourself, but your name is the two official speak.
Honourable Chair and Honourable Members, good morning to you. My name is Suryan Carpenter. I'm acting as Deputy Director General for Curriculum. And this morning, the acting DG has submitted an apology, and I'm leading the delegation. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Alan Subban, Acting Chief Director for Curriculum Announcement Programme. And I will present you this morning. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, and we received a letter from the department indicating that that Mr. Govinder from Curriculum is acting as Acting Deputy Director General, and that he is the accountable person in the department when it comes to the process that is taking place today. So we do have a letter. Thank you. The business president, could I just hear from me?
Administrative advisor in the minister's office. My name is Gay Davis, I'm with Otto Whitman's News.
Thanks a lot.
I'm Alicina Thurber from the Burger.
Raja Abakani from Parliament Communications.
And
Hi, good morning. My name is Siyabo Amkwala from the New Age.
Thank you. The other
online
is
SABC.
April Barbier, SABC.
Okay, I'm Richard Davies, I'm with SAPA.
Hope and Anthony about Equal Education.
Catherine Bowie, Equal Education.
Catherine Harrison, PNG.
Thanks a lot. Everyone knows each other. We even know Mr. Maga sitting next to us. And then I'll hand over to the department to make the presentation to us. Thank you. How long do you think it'll take, Governor?
Approximately half hour.
Half an hour, because that is based on meeting. Thanks a lot. You may start.
Honourable Chairperson and members, by way of opening comment, I wish to indicate to the committee that the Department of Basic Education has, since the beginning of this academic year, 2013, prioritized the issue of the provision of LGSM for the academic year 2014. And in light of that, there are several processes, administrative and management processes, that were set in motion to ensure that come the end of October, we will be in a reasonable position to be able to pronounce on the progress that we have made. At this point, we are, as a sector, feeling very comfortable that there has been sufficient progress that has been made, and that we have a window period which we have set aside for ourselves to ensure that come the start of the academic year in 2014, that we will not be challenged with the delivery of textbooks and the delivery of workbooks. Currently, therefore, we do not anticipate there are any red flags or any serious challenges that have threats that have been posed to us in respect of the management plan. The presentation shall indicate to you the manner in which LTSM provision has been administered in the country. We shall touch on the modalities in, of procurement that is being effected in each of the provinces. We will then give you a specific report on the progress of delivery with regard to textbooks as well as workbooks, so that you have a sense of exactly what the current status is. Mr. Subban will now take us through the presentation.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Govender. I'd like to check for you for meeting, for the recent workshop for all chairpersons and what. And I want to request that some of the things. My request is all of that.
Regularly, they have to develop the sector.
actual procurement processes that delivery is concerned too. I want to briefly take you through what was the modality for procurement and delivery in each of the provinces. I think it's very interesting to see the types of modalities that we use to ensure delivery. With the Eastern Cape, and we speak both of the processes of orders being placed with publishers as well as the distribution agencies that we use. Eastern Cape outsourced their management and delivery of textbooks to publishers who appoint a managing agent to manage the distribution. Local SMEs are contracted for distribution to schools. Textbooks for the implementing grades are procured centrally by the province for all schools regardless of whether they are Section 20 or Section 21. So they procure for all schools. Schools submit their requisitions for stationery to the province and the same distribution model is used. In the Free State, the outsells the distribution of outgears to district-based distributors. And the department provides warehousing in all districts to shorten the delivery timeline from the central warehouse to the schools. If they consolidate quantities and place orders in publishing, they appointed for stationery, they appointed as appointed of a service provider for stationery over a 3-year period. Gauteng, they appointed a management agent to manage the procurement and delivery of both textbooks and stationery. The management agent has their own warehouse. Section 21 schools are outside of this process. There's a few that opted to a central procurement process, but the majority are outside of that. And they submit proof of requisitioning to the provincial office to provide for monitoring of delivery. 300 of the 2,000 schools that are in Section 21 or non-Section 21 opted for central procurement. The management agent consolidates quantities. Section 21 buy through booksellers and they place orders with publishers. KZN, they have appointed a management agent to procure the textbooks as well as warehousing, and they deliver directly to schools for both textbooks and stationery. The Limpopo model, they procure textbooks centrally for all schools. The province invites publishers to submit their lowest price, and the province selects the 3 cheapest books on the revised catalogue and buys in descending order, quantities in descending order. So cheapest books not meaning that the books are of any inferior quality to one another. The publishers revise their prices that was originally in the national capital. The province places the orders with publishers and they've procured a central warehouse that is managed by Public Works. And they contracted the South African Post Office to deliver books to schools. Mpumalanga, they've appointed a publishers for the provisioning of books. After consolidating what is received from schools at the provincial level, the indicated quantities are sent to publishers for quotation, and the province engages in a process of negotiation of prices, and the province thereafter places orders directly with publishers. Each publisher delivers directly to schools. So there's no warehousing, and you would find the publishers will then provide reports on their delivery to schools against the orders directly placed. If we look at the progress on delivery, firstly to underline the plan for delivery for each province and the timeline that have been agreed on, for each intake for September to November, and I won't go into the details, that information is available for the honorable members to see, you will see the timelines for each province, and in the next slide you will see the progress thereof. to workbooks, these are the workbooks that are being delivered to public schools. They are workbooks. They want to see language workbooks in all languages. Numeracy, there's 1-3 in 11 languages. Mathematics, there's 4-9, English and Afrikaans. Life skills, there's 1-3, and English, first additional language books. These are the quantity of books, of workbooks, that we would be provided to schools per volume. It's 24 million in volume 1. 24,780,000 for volume 1 alone. This is done twice over, and it's the similar quantity for volume 2 as well. These books are being delivered at best. And if we look at the delivery status of workbooks today, as of Friday, the schools delivered percentage is 77%. Books delivered percentage is 80%. And verified POEs, 62%. There's a time delay in the POEs coming back for verification. And that's the status. Volume 1 will be completed by the end of this week. We've also provided for Braille workbooks for the visually impaired. They are workbooks in English and Afrikaans. The mathematics workbooks have been brailled and printed and delivered to all schools, all 22 special schools. There's also the large print facility for partially typed grammars that have been sent to schools. And we've also requested provinces to provide plans for the provision of ICT for visually impaired learners for the 2014 school year, which would be part of the budget that has been requested from Treasury. That will be brought in or requested from the outer year to be brought in to finish for the 2013-14 to provide for ICT for the visually impaired as well. With regards to stationery, provinces are at different levels of delivery for stationery. We are busy collecting the data to obtain a full picture of on this, and this will emerge by the end of November. Simply because the modalities are different. In some provinces, they procure centrally, but in many of the provinces, schools purchase stationery themselves. So we're sourcing that information through the provinces. There are challenges. The disruption of the process of service delivery process, Gauteng and Limpopo, we have to hold back on delivery in one of the areas in Bemba. There's also litigation which caused delays in delivery by publishers, particularly in the case of Limpopo, the Oxford publishers issue, which the department the matter has been resolved and the case has been won by the department, and subsequent to that delivery took place. The printing time frames by publishers in terms of the capacity
presenters for the report. Chairperson, from my side, looking at the conclusion part, where the department is expressing the progress or saying to us that they have succeeded to get books to the schools earlier than previous years. Let me acknowledge that, but also say, like in the previous years, it remains to be seen. And I'm not saying this to be, you know, be deliberate or, but we have been disappointed previously, many times, with the same sort of conclusion. Having said that, Chairperson, let me go to one question. Two, actually. One is with regard to the reports. We've seen a summary of the reports, the monthly reports, and the time frames. The question that I have with regard to the reports is, and I'm saying this based on what the Auditor General has reported, reliability, credibility, measurability, all those things about reports. And at the discussion last year at Monkey Valley, the DG is on record to say there is a problem with reports, receiving reports. Now my question is, and I'm asking not just on behalf of the AG, but on what we have learned from the AG. Are these reports credible? Are they reliable reports? Then, Chairperson, secondly, the second question is with regard to the models, and especially with regard to distribution. The orders may be in place, but we see that distribution sometimes is where most of the problems are. So my question is, I've seen that the South African Post Office has been appointed in some provinces, especially in Limpopo. With due respect to the history of the South African Post Office, I find it difficult to understand how could we arrive, you know, making the Post Office a distribution agent. Also with regard to that, have you made sure that the other distribution agents are reliable, credible, and that they have the capacity to do the job? And maybe if you can give us some names. Thank you.
Thanks, Chairperson. I am on page number presentation. I see varying percentage of delivery levels on slide 21. Just want to be clear as to what is happening, because others are already 100%, others are at 10%. KZN and Limpopo, and that's the case, are ranging between 38% and 76%. My last question relates to top-ups. All the provinces are indicated to be completing their deliveries or getting their stationery and documents by the end of November. I think the last month is November 4th, each province. But top-ups looks like there will be, I mean, figures will only be available during March or end of March. Then there is something that is not clear as to what will be the purpose of top up if the top up is only done, say, sometime in April. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you for the presentation. Chair, I must admit, anticipated a much broader presentation on textbooks generally and the plan going forward. This is a contentious issue. However, I'm keen for information pertaining to next year. My first question pertains to slide 22. Let me just find it so that I can quote you on it. It says that the Minister of Basic Education has taken the matter up with Minister of Finance to allow the movement to fund from the outer year to 2013-14 to ensure that every learner has a textbook in every grade for every subject. Now, the Minister has made a public commitment to have this happen by the end of 2014. She has said by the end of 2014, I presume what she actually means is the beginning of the 2015 academic year. Now, the 2013-14 financial year incorporates the beginning of the 2014 academic year, next year. So, are you saying that the target has now changed, that for the 2014 academic year, we plan as a country to have a textbook in the hands of every child for every subject that he or she is studying? If that is the case, that would be wonderful. I'd love to know how you're going to achieve it. And I don't say that facetiously. Chair, slide 5 is on page 3, and it refers to the sector plan. The Department of Basic Education developed a sector plan, which was then rolled out in all the various provinces. The various provinces complied with that sector plan. Now, does that sector plan, I haven't seen the sector plan, I'd like to see it, and I think all of us would find it interesting. But does it include numbers in terms of how many children in a class should have their own textbook? Chair, not to be too long on this, but I visited a secondary school in KZN recently, Dipakele Secondary School. They work on a ratio of 1-1, one textbook per child in grade 12, 1-2 in grade 11, 1-10, one for every 10 children in grade 10, and the other grades don't have any textbooks. They work on photocopies. So I want to know that this sector plan actually looked at how many children should have textbooks working up to the textbook per child, and with that, the retrieval, because retrieval is not happening successfully in schools, and with that, the funding as well. And then, lastly, Chair, although I have many questions here, lastly, how many are you limiting us to? You didn't limit us, did you? Okay, two more quick questions. The one is on EduSolutions. EduSolutions has a court case, which I believe is still ongoing, with respect to the Limpopo, the contract that was terminated. Can you inform us what is happening there? Because they are the service provider in Gauteng, KZN, and Mpumalanga. And then the last question is on your plan going forward with respect to what Mr. Mweli has presented to us previously on centralization of textbook development, so the department taking over the development, publishing, etc. of textbooks, what the plan is there. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thanks for the presentation. I'll start with a comment on slide 27 about the special schools on the bright. I just comment that good work. And then I'll come to slide 8 on the modality. I just want to check if maybe as the department, can't we have the standardized one? to all the provinces. Is it possible? And then slide 31, for the PEDs, do they stick on their weekly reports? If not, what measures do you have if they don't stick to the weekly report? And the last question is on slide 29, where you talk of challenges. And then I understand that some of the challenges is beyond you, but I just want to check on that one where you talk of delay by some service providers who either deliver late or abandon orders placed. What is the measures on that one? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. Firstly, I would like to commend the department for the stellar work that they have done. It shows that they don't want the crisis that happened in the previous year. I think despite all the challenges, we have really done it. And I don't think we should also question the mode of an agent the student has decided to choose, because we have seen that schools already have tested. So it's working for them. It's just that I am worried about every state and KZN and if they are at 38%, 53% in that order. If maybe you can assure us that by the end of November, those schools should have received all kids. I think monitoring should be intensified to ensure that those schools receive. My other worry is that I haven't heard anything concerning the new languages that are introduced next year. The textbook that are delivered, do they include these new languages to the schools that are piloted? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the presentation. Chairperson, focus is on those in the course of delivering the textbooks, those don't receive those textbooks. In other words, the percentage that is left. Because we may find that come next academic year, we still have certain percentages of schools that have not received their textbooks. As always happened. Now, Chairperson, my question or my comment was on first on the Eastern Cape, the mode of delivery and the acquisition of material. Once one appreciates the stimulation of local economy through the contracting of SMEs, but we have found in the past that the very SMEs have failed the department in that they either through various reasons not fulfilled their part of the contract. Now, my question is, before these MECs are contracted, is there a way, are there any conditionalities that are put on this SMC when they get these contracts? And also linked to that, I think I've got to link my question to one of my colleagues' question on the service providers who in the past have let down the various departments, like in KZN, for instance. Just forget the name of that service provider. 3 months ago, remember there were material. different ways with the department. Like in Ed, for example, we have everything like individuals who are working for Ed solution. It's not working. It's working now. I'm thinking. Who have worked in the department and resigned in the department to work for this service provider. I can mention it, but not at this stage. And different. There's a second one that was. Out there in the media saying we received the wrong textbooks and so on and so on. all these models, as we say. So I'm just saying, if we can be assisted, while you have picked up problems, I know you mentioned out of litigation, which I was thinking. But I'm saying, are there no other challenges that you are able to share with us? For instance, if we say textbooks are at schools and it's 100% or whatever percentage, are we saying the system you are using is able to tell you that a particular principal has actually signed off that acceptance? Or we just hope that as a service providers, whoever we have contracted, says to us that we have delivered, that's what we know. We know as well that there were textbooks that were said to have been delivered, but later find them dumped in some river or somewhere else. Didn't we experience anything like that now? Or what is it? The second issue is with the schools that have requested the ICT on those who are visually impaired learners. What is the plan? Are you going to assist them? When will that be? Or is it a challenge that you are not able to handle together with the province? He said, it is said in the report that the system is not able efficiently simultaneous to deal with the delivery of textbooks together with stationers, and therefore that of stationers provisioning has actually delayed, because COVID apparently focus first and foremost on textbooks and later try and focus on stationers. I'm saying, is the system or the capacity of the system to handle both a major challenge? Are we not looking at moving towards a situation where we could handle both almost at the same time by ensuring that we have got capacity that we'll be able to deal with the litigation? To what extent are the implications in that affecting delivery? Can you share with us a little bit, not to say that we're facing litigation? There must be implications in terms of that. Can we be privileged with that? The last but one, Chair, on the top-ups. It's reported as if it's a showcase that these top-ups will happen, whereas in terms of the report, even as the minister commits to that as well, is dependent more on whether Treasury will agree or approve. Now, until the Treasury okays the issue, it's like those funds from 2014-15 may not be shifted to 13-14. And if they are not shifted, then we will be sitting at a problem. Are you able to talk to that and say what we need to be dealing with? Chair, I actually am impressed with the Eastern Cape model, which emphasized the participation by small businesses around there to this kind of a system of a delivery of textbooks. Yes, there may be challenges, and I think the department will have to monitor that process very close to ensure that there are no major challenges, as Honorable Kochan was indicating. But the very idea of involving them is great, so that they participate in the main economic activities in the country and are brought on board. So the very last chair, this policy on the table, it's like it's not everybody who has this particular policy or understands it to mean what should happen. And probably there are no quantitative measures that will ensure that if we don't achieve them, you somewhat get condemned, whatever the condemnation.
And it's like whether you have received the previous year's textbooks or not, nothing happens. All you do, you request other textbooks to equal the number of learners you have. And nobody's called to account or explain why they failed to receive the previous textbooks. And I'm just saying, it may be a long way to go, but we must ensure that culture is inculcated to all our schools in the country. And then the person who may need to share with us that there has been a problem so far, whether at some point it may not be here and now, we may need to know which province is able and which schools are able to retrieve previous textbooks in a better fashion than others. I'm not talking naming and shaming per se, I'm just saying there must be an incentive if you are able to do a good work in this regard. But it's a challenge on its own, and we must get it right. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Can I also add one or two? For me, I think it should be more clearer, again, if from the department, if you try to unpack this thing in such a way that even in future we eliminate some of these problems. As of such, we are talking of the LCSM. We know that you are talking of stationery, the textbooks, weapons, and so forth. And in your report, really, unless I had you, I'm wrong in what I'm saying, mostly we are focusing on the issue of textbooks as such. And when it comes to stationery, we don't have a clear report to what is the future in our provinces. And while trying to unpack that to make it even more clear, there is still this issue that is a problem of Section 21 and 22, where I don't know whether the numbers that you are reporting to us, which section are you reporting on? Because I'll make one example of KZN, where we talk of a procurement of books. In around 2,764 schools, we know that only 684 have done the student coverage. And my worry is, I was reporting on that session only, because the bulk of schools, they opted to do it on their own. And as of now, they're still waiting for their choices to be deposited, you know. Where does that put us? What picture are we getting? Because I know it's not only KZN. What about other provinces that are following the same thing? So what is it exactly that you are reporting on today? When we talk of textbooks or stationery that is in the warehouses, what is it that you are talking about? So that you don't get a picture here, we go out here saying something is done in the provinces, only to find that most of the schools have chosen to procure, to order on their own, and they are not, you know, just clarify for us so that we have that picture. When we talk of Section 21 schools, 20 schools, compare them, let us see them. For me, it was going to be even more clearer if we get that picture from each province as to say, these are the schools of this province that have ordered through the, you know, then it will give us a picture. As of now, really, it is a good report, but I'm telling you, each and every one of us getting out of this house, if we can ask them, we ask them, in this case, what is happening? I doubt if we can be able to scan them and say, yes, something has happened. So, please, I'm just leaving. Separate that, these are your textbooks, stationery, when we talk of stationery, this is so much better secondary in the provinces and so much. Maybe we cannot even get into the figures of how much has been put, has been given into each province, but that's an information that we need, but it's fine, maybe you won't be in the position to do that as of now, but this issue of the Section 20 and 21, it always is a problem. At the end, come beginning of the year, what if we even be able to defend or to know what exactly is happening, because we are not clear as to what picture are you giving us today. So as you approach the question, please can you clarify us on that one.
Honourable Chair and Honourable Members, there are various questions that were posed and intertwined with comments, but we have noted questions that say that there are 29 questions. involved. And these questions may be packaged in terms of focus areas. Some of the questions pertain to the management systems and the administrative systems that are being used, vis-a-vis central as well as provincial. The other package of questions refers to the modalities being done in each province and the extent to which service providers are being monitored. The other questions in the main speak to the authenticity and the verifiability of reports and whether such reports are indicative of the reality on the ground. There are other questions that pertain to the commitment and the targets to provide text per child and the budgetary implications thereof. Further to that, there are other issues related to the focus on textbooks at the expense of a detailed report on stationery, as well as the extent to which the reports are reflective of the full quota of our schools with regards to the separation of Section 20 and Section 21 status of individual schools. Those are the broad areas, honourable members, that we shall respond to, but what we will do is respond to each of them as they have been posed.
So on
access the group of learning, which I believe against the order of the school. And you will see that these are the orders that have been placed. These are, have been delivered. Is there any variation between the order and the quantity delivered? Now, I just want to come to the South African post office system. Is there the delivery of textbooks by the post office was employed by Northern Cape?
Larger provinces with about 4,000 schools, and to get to this point, I think it's
happened at the start of the school year. Now you would have, in these cases, some schools, they would have a surplus of books simply because the learners have moved out of the school. And you have movement of learners across schools, across districts, across provinces. And you, the final figure is only known as later end of February, and that's what is being consolidated. At the present moment, because of the additional books required, provinces have basically used up all their budgets to provide for the textbooks that are required for the start of the school year. And therefore, in anticipation of any top-ups, there's been a request for additional funds to ensure and to provide for 100% provision of textbooks. So it's and also the fact that in 2014-15 schools would not require as large a budget as required in this financial year, because they would only be providing in subsequent years for top-ups, not whole-scale provisioning of textbooks. So the money is needed now to ensure that 100%. And that's the presentations for introductions and negotiations with the Treasury that the Minister is taking forward. The Honourable Member Lovemore, I'm sure you have to decide me on time. Trying to get to answer all the questions, but you guide me, and if necessary, you provide a response. You'll take your time on the various questions. Okay. So, Honorable Member Lovemore, you're next. So, the target, we want to ensure 100% achievable by the beginning of 2014. This is including the top up. So that's the reason why we're asking for the budgets to be brought forward. And each province is required to provide a plan for top ups. And that's the reason why we have subsequently come to a point where we have to engage with National Treasury to bring budgets forward, simply because provinces are saying that they, you know, because of the rollout of so many books in one single year, budgets, they use up the budgets to a large extent, and they may need from the other year. So that has been taken forward to the National Treasury. We will provide the sector plan to the members, and we can even provide the plan for each province to show the alignment of the provincial plans to the sector. The issue around the Educare Solutions court case, it is still ongoing. Chair, I would have to, I'm not privy to the information, but we would provide that information to the committee. Thank you for the comment on rail, but I must say that rail is a challenge, and what we are doing is we're looking at an ICT solution for rail, whereby we have all the books. In fact, publishers have been saying on the EPUB version, it's a version that can be used in ICT format, and audio sync can be provided with the ebook, so that the learners that are visually impaired can be provided with learning and teacher support material as well. So that is an immediate plan that doesn't remove the requirement for braille as well. And we have braille a number of books already, which we will provide, and we can provide that as well to the committee members. The standardizing of the modality of procurement, Chair, it's a difficult one. Simply because the budget resides with provinces, and they have their own supply chain processes. But we are guiding the processes in term,
they say to the publishers, we cannot afford your prices that you have. We want you to revise the prices and send back your prices. So then it goes through a supply chain process and they identify the three cheapest goods. I simply want to assure the committee members that the understanding of cheapest books is not poor quality. There's no alignment between the two. So it could be, and in various cases, the most expensive book, that publisher is able to come to a point of being either the second or the first publisher in the revised catalog by reducing the prices lower than the lowest price on the catalog. That's how much the Limpopo is taking. The Limpopo's total budget for textbooks is only, and I'm talking about a textbook for each learner, is far lower than any of the other books. But it provides for hundreds. And there's no issue of quality because it's the same books on the catalog. So I want to assure the honorable members here. But there are different models that are working in different provinces. At the present moment, as we've monitored the delivery and the success rate in each province, so far each one of the models is working within the province because they have streamlined processes. They're monitoring themselves. They're able to provide reports. There's online systems that they are able to monitor, as I detailed earlier. But what we will do, Chair, is to, as we take this process forward in continuing years or subsequent years, is to present what each province has done. And the Altiatum Forum that we have, where we meet on a regular basis, provinces present the models and good practices are taken up by other provinces. It's difficult to standardize the modality across provinces. Coming to Free State and KZN, Free State has a model where they deliver from the district office to the school. Now, if we look, they've had some challenges in terms of publishers delivering late. They've now consolidated and they have almost 100% delivery by publishers to the district office. And they've ramped up processes to ensure that books are delivered not at the end of November, but by the middle of November. And the number of schools that they have to deliver is far lower than that of the Limpopo. And the distance of delivery is shorter because the books are already at the district warehouse. So from that point, it's delivered directly to the schools. And that has been ramped up, and the expectation is that by 15th of November, this will have been concluded. KZN, they have a delivery agent. The process started slightly late compared to other provinces, and we've written to provinces, and let me answer another question here. What happens in these provinces that we've written directly to
comment on the department officials and the association with the institution on the outside. And then I'm going to speak about the section 2021 schools. The reports that we are gathering and providing, you see that in a number of provinces, section 21 schools have opted for the centralized point. Even in Eastern Cape, all schools are being provided for, the football hall schools are being provided for, Northern Cape, many of the provinces. Okay? KZN and Gauteng are the ones that we specifically need to look at on those two schools or categories of schools. But the reporting that we require from the provinces is for both. And if there's any challenges with Section 21 schools, then they need to report on them. So what we're asking from them is, tell us who are your Section 21 schools. What are the learner numbers? What are the books that have been ordered by these schools? So these schools, as you would see on one of the slides, that Section 21 schools have to provide their requisition orders to the province. So the province will be able to monitor what budgets have been given, what books have been ordered, and the processes of delivery and monitoring delivery against you. I haven't provided all the details in this particular report, but we'll be able to provide it soon. Okay. On the issue of the stationery and monitoring both textbook and stationery, we're saying that we will provide a report by the end of November, simply because on the issue of stationery, although the desired process would be that it would be the same as textbooks, but schools, because of the nature of governance that they have, they retain those funds to purchase stationery themselves. Okay. But other provinces are now looking at the process even of Limpopo, where they procure stationery centrally for all schools, packaged by manufacturers. They appoint a manufacturer for each district, and each manufacturer delivers directly to schools. The savings that are incurred thereof, other provinces are now looking at. And so we say that we share best practices to other provinces, and provinces are looking at models of best practices going forward that will assist them to obtain the economies of scale as the Popo and other provinces have obtained.
Honourable Members, what has happened, understandably, in the last few years is that given the importance of LTSM to the provision of quality education, and admittedly, given the space that LTSM occupies in the public domain, the department has upscaled its prioritization and its focus on LTSM to the extent that LTSM, in terms of its planning and its reporting processes, feature very prominently at the CM level and at the HEDCOM level. But in the knowledge that this is actually taking place at a provincial level, there are management processes that now have been set in motion whereby in provinces, for example, you have provincial LTSM oversight committees where heads of department and executive managers drive that process. Further to that, you will find that in each of the provinces they are appointed LTSM coordinators. And that further drills down to districts where there are district LTSM coordinators who have direct contact with schools and are obtaining information directly from schools. So that has been an attempt by the sector to ensure that the credibility and the authenticity of reports is improved. But certainly, I cannot sit in front of you and give you a guarantee that every single report is 100% authentic despite these efforts. The second issue I want to make a quick comment on is the issue of the focus of the department with regard to its planning for the provision of textbooks in the current year and in the outer years. Understandably, as a sector, we are very concerned about ensuring that with the implementation of the curriculum and assessment policy statement, that all of the implementing grades would be prioritized so that the teaching and learning is not compromised. And hence you will find that the particular grades that we are focused on link directly to the implementation plan of the department. The point that we are making is, come 2014, all grades in the sector, from R to 12, will now be implementing the curriculum and assessment policy statement. And hence our argument is that there will be no need for the mass procurement of texts to provide for learners. Understandably, though, there will be a need for a top-up on an annual basis. The issue about distribution agents and the reliability of the distributing agents. Our understanding in terms of the sector plan we have and the provincial management plans that are currently in place, each of the provinces that have engaged the services of a distributor or a management agent, there are clearly defined service level agreements in place between these agents, management agents, and provincial departments. And the service level agreements are the ones that are being used to ensure that there is compliance to the deliverables and to the targets that have been set. And linked to that was the question about the payments and the proof of delivery. The system that is part of the provincial plan is unlike previously. Payment is not made unless there is proof of delivery with some evidence that the school has acknowledged that it has received those texts. In some provinces, what has happened is that there have even been arrangements made where if a delivery is made to a school, and the school immediately is indicating that they are expected to either receive something that was not on their original list. In some instances, the arrangement is that it must be returned to the warehouse and a completely fresh delivery is made to counteract that problem. In respect of the department's intentions and the department's position with regard to textbook development, certainly, in principle, the department has indicated its intention to move towards a phase where textbooks will be developed by the sector. As an interim measure, there are textbooks that have been developed by the department in conjunction with other service providers like the Shuttleworth Foundation and so on, where officials of the department from provincial level and national level have been fully involved in the development of such texts. But certainly there are discussions and deliberations that are taking place in respect of how as a department and as a sector we could move more fully into the issue of textbook development and centralize it, because we acknowledge that we have the expertise in the sector, whether it is classroom-based educators, locally based district subject advisors or provincially placed subject planners, and then the subject specialist at DBE itself, cumulatively constitute sufficient expertise and knowledge for us as a sector to be able to develop our own text. We understand that such a development will require organizational review and organizational structural change, and certainly the thinking would be, in order for us to achieve that mandate, we would certainly have to establish a fully fledged sector in the department that deals with textbook development and materials development per se to support the teaching and learning situation. In respect of what members might not be clear about with regard to a national catalogue, how this might be adjusted at a provincial level, how orders are placed in respect of the prices of books and where the compromise, the quality is being compromised. Honourable members, there is only one catalogue in the country for each grade, and that is the national catalogue. No province is allowed to add to that catalogue. Where provinces do have a leeway, and what we are saying as DBE is that if there is any book that is placed on that catalogue, it means the book has gone through its due processes according to set criteria. Where books were found wanting, they were only accepted conditionally, had to be revised and amended and resubmitted for acceptance. So our position as DBE is to say any book that is on that catalogue has passed the quality test and is fit enough to be in our classrooms. Where provinces exercise a leeway is where they engage individually with publishers on price discounting. And in some provinces, publishers have gone to the extent of discounting at a major, major percentage level, and hence it is assisted in the respect of the management of the budget. But the cheapness of the text is not affecting the quality at all in any way. The other issue that I wanted to very quickly touch on is the issue that was raised regarding service providers who caused delays and if there is any action that is taken. In some respects, the service providers are publishers themselves who undertake to deliver books either to the warehouse or directly to schools. Part of the difficulty and challenge that we have at a provincial level is that in some instances, especially small publishers, when a small publisher receives an order from a provincial education department, and that order is a very small order, and then what it amounts to is that it becomes economically unviable for that particular publisher to go to the extent of getting those books printed. And often what happens then, such publishers then don't meet their mandate and don't provide the necessary checks. In response to that, what has happened is that in some provinces, such publishers go through a blacklisting process. In other instances, the way that situation has been mitigated is that provinces will then take the order of that particular text or that particular subject, and then it is then farmed out to the bigger companies that have the greater share of the order in that particular province. And then second to last, Honourable Chair and Members, yes, as a sector, the issue of the delivery date, as a sector, what we said initially was that in our thinking, we said come the end of the academic year, we would want our textbooks to be, for example, to be in schools. But in devising a sector management plan, we then agreed on the end of October. And we said, look, we really want end of October to be a deadline. In the knowledge that we use the month of November to ensure that we sort out all our mop-up and all our cleaning up. So there is no way that we would want to, as a sector, go past November in respect of the delivery of text, which will allow us December and the early part of January, if there are any unforeseen circumstances, to be able to resolve that issue. And finally, the whole provision of textbooks and the value for money in respect of government spend is correctly pointed out by honourable members to be linked to the retrieval policy. And certainly, the retrieval policy is a crucial element in ensuring that there is proper asset management and there's proper utilization and there's proper accountability in respect of LTSM. However, I do want to point out to honourable members that some of the realistic challenges that we have as a sector. In some of our schools in the country, we do not have schools that have proper storage facilities and proper storerooms. And the infrastructure challenges that we have in respect of that does also compromise the manner in which textbooks are retrieved and asset management is effected at an individual local school site level, given those realistic challenges of infrastructure that we do experience in some sectors. Thank you, Honourable Chair.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much. I think we are having a very good discussion. The way it has provoked members to a follow-up question. I am going to alarm you, Honourable Member, but I will limit you this time. I will just limit you to two follow-up questions that you can put in now so that you are mindful of time. So I will fully tune in for one check. That is that one check follow-up that is Honourable Gojana and Honourable Lavmo.
Thank you, Chairperson. Can I ask
life in
the question? In the past, within the department, we had a selection committee. I don't know whether we still have that committee. I'm asking this question relating to the content of those books put in the catalog. You know, especially when it comes to history books, I know in our times, you know what happened. The history books were biased towards a dominant and ruling class, which was the white nationalist ruling class. Now, what has happened now, since history repeats itself, in our schools, we have history books which are biased towards a certain certain political organization. We've had major complaints concerning content of those history books. My question is, what role does the selection committee have, if it has at all, when it comes to content of those books put on the catalog? That's one. And the second one, Chairperson, I and the presenter cannot pronounce himself on the question of service provider and the officials who are involved in those service providers. For surely, ones were interested in the provisioning of books, but we are, at the same time, must have checks and balances against other activities, corrupting and corrupted activities in the provision of these books. Now, is it possible for the department to give us the profile of individuals, directors in those major service providers, Edu Solution, for example, and the other one, Ugos Natal, forget his name.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to focus my two questions on the 2014 target of 100% delivery of textbooks, and that's every child having a textbook for every subject in every grade. And I think, Chair, I'm very grateful to you for trying to make sure that we are absolutely clear about what we're talking about. Because, for instance, it was said that principals order what they require.
They don't. They order what they can afford. They order what they can afford. So I do not believe in a province like Limpopo or in a province like the Eastern Cape, which is my home province, where over 90% of the budget is spent on, of the provincial budget, is spent on staff, on compensation of employees. I do not believe, and I would welcome you to show me otherwise, that there is actually enough money to buy a textbook for every child in every grade for every subject that their child is doing. So I hear what you say, that by the beginning of next year, every province should have bought those textbooks, and the additional money will then be for top-ups. I don't believe that every province will have. Okay, now, just to substantiate that, I want to look at what you have given us. You have given us the number of workbooks that are going to be delivered, which works out to an average of about 8 per child, which is probably pretty spot on for every child having a workbook for every subject. Nowhere is there any number of textbooks that have been ordered relative to the number of children. And in fact, the last time this was monitored, any public indication given of delivery was in 2011. Well, when I say any public indication, that report still hasn't been made public, that's the school monitoring survey, was in 2011. There is no monitoring system. There is no monitoring system which determines whether every child has a book in his or her hand for every subject in every grade in every school. So how are you going to actually determine that? That actually is achieved from 2014. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. In response to the first question on the content of the material, the process of selection of books is guided by the test documents, which, as Mr. Chartres outlined, the actual content for all the materials for each textbook and for each grade. Now, what happens is that the publishers then submit the materials to a selection committee. The selection committee is guided by overriding principles of unbiasedness, of ensuring content is provided for all the necessary in terms of the history of the country, knowledge systems, and various other aspects which they are guided on in the catch document itself. So basically, the selection committee would take books and they would go through each of those books, and the process is quite stringent in ensuring that even from a cultural aspect, you have not been biased in any way. So these are issues that have been tabled. The books go through a selection criteria, there's a pre-approval, and then goes through a detailed screening process by various specialists that have been brought in from throughout the country to ensure that these books comply with the actual content of the materials that have been presupposed in the documents and the writing of the curriculum. So we are confident that all these matters have been addressed, and we do not have a situation as we have had in the past in terms of ensuring the quality of these books and compliance with the necessary prescripts that we have tabled as a department and as a country. On the issue of the 2014 target, yes, the target is for a textbook for every learner in every grade. Where schools are placing orders themselves, yes, I quite agree that they purchase what they can afford, but also on the catalogue itself, there are 8 books on the catalogue based on the books. Are kind of ranked in some way as the again the issue of quality versus price. There's no compromise on quality. So schools will then say, okay, I can afford the lowest price book, and so try and balance my budget in some way. But that not necessarily is always the case. And therefore, they have provincial education departments are monitoring what exactly is a school ordering against the learner numbers. Now, for 7, 8 and 9, there should be 9 books ordered. 9 books for grade 7, 8 and 9. Of course, with grade 12, because of the choice of subjects, it varies from school to school. But if one works it out, and this is the monitoring, we should know that for a particular province, if there's 10,000 learners, there should be 90,000 books for it. Okay, so you can do that kind of checks and balances in terms of monitoring, and we'll be able to say what is the percentage rollout of textbooks for this day. For 4, 5, and 6, it's only one textbook. And that's the natural science. Then it comes to the issue of the top-ups, which we also require additional budget, in that with the inward-outward migration, a school may require more books in a particular subject, and that we will know by the beginning of next year, so that this additional funding could provide it. So even where schools are short of budget, then budgets from the outer year will be provided to the schools to ensure that. So it's in anticipation of all of this.
Thank you very much.
I'm concluding on my own, but the fact that we are not talking of any challenges as we wanted to know, it means they do not exist. So if you surprise tomorrow or so, we are talking of something that we have been happening last week or something like that.
Okay,
while
on this, I was going to conclude in saying that other than the challenges that have been raised here, and most of them, when you look at them, are external challenges like weather, challenges like printers, and so forth. But within the department and the province themselves, let us hope and believe then that everything is in function. And can we then request that, I know we are getting the updates from the provinces on a weekly basis. Maybe it would be too much for us to say, can you update us also on this basis, but fortnightly, so that as a committee also, we keep on track as to say, what is happening if ever there are challenges that might arise in the province, and so that we can be on track on that one. So that is one of the things that we have been requesting as a committee, to be updated on the development fortnightly, to know exactly what is happening in the province. But again, I think we all agree, as you have said here, that without a proper retrieval policy in the provinces, we are not going to get anywhere in the country. We are not going to reach the target by 2014 when we say every learner should be having a book, because really, as of now, even the way it has been put, there is no mechanism where we can say, this is how we enforce this thing to be done in the provinces. Even the way it has been put, the province has been alerted, we are requesting them to do this. And I think we need to reach a stage where we say, this is how we want to see the books being retrieved, this is how we want to see the books going. Because if we are not still there on that one, I think we all agree we are not going to reach the target that we want to reach as a country. So we are feeling that as a committee, you go back, you work on the issues of retrieval, you sit in those committees where you sit with the leadership of the provinces, but we need a report where we say this is how we are going to go about making sure that the retrieval policy in other provinces is adhered to the way that we all wish to see it. But otherwise, thank you very much for the good presentation. If this is this actually true, as it is planned here? Hopefully, beginning of next year, we won't have much challenges when it comes to the issues of textbooks, issues of stationery, and so forth. So we'll keep in touch with the wages of the report. Thank you very much. But as a committee, I think we're going to be discussing that, because we are saying before the end of the year, the market problems is one which we definitely need, so that we see the revenue as to how far they get in ready for the beginning of this year in terms of what we're trying to do. Thank you very much. We can excuse the department, but some of the members, let us not remain just for it should only be 20 minutes, even the bottom report. But as the department is getting out, you can bring a cup of tea out. They put tea now and fresh cookies and come later to adopt that report. Thank you very much. Yeah, only 20 minutes.
You're desecrating the temple.
What?
You're desecrating the temple.
Yeah. How do you look at looking here?
It's not fine.
Yeah.
You're not the only one. There's still five others.
But shouldn't the budget be there? Shouldn't the budget be there? Yes. Thank you. Like, ministers are smoking.
Yeah.
Thank you.
of men.
I'm not good at formulating sentences, but at times I never able to see when a sentence may need some rectification.
One, but it, I think it's the first, is not a Q, it's a C, South African Consortium, is it? Or I don't know. There's some, one of those Qs should be a C. And so that must be throughout. It must be correct, because the Qs and the Cs seem to be used interchangeably. And when we talk about SACMIC, we always talk SACMIC 3. SACMIC 3, not just SACMIC.
question. Uganda. Chair, I don't really know. I've never been before this trip. Never been on a trip specifically to go and find out why a country is performing better than we are in an area and what lessons we can learn. Now, and so I might be viewing this incorrectly. I don't know. You can guide me. But I was a little disappointed by the recommendations. What I would really like to see is a multi-party group of us who went, sitting down and going through the report and coming up with the recommendations. We can do it now, but I think it would be best done well, thoroughly. But you know, there were so many things, and just to give you some examples, like they had heads of departments, remember they had houses, they called them houses, they sort of the bigger schools, and they split them into almost smaller schools, and there was the head of department of a house. That worked with respect to discipline. They had recalled retired teachers, they had heads of departments with things like wellness, sport. They had out-of-school education for those kids who had been left behind, who had not passed. There were so many things that we could implement in South Africa. In fact, we need to, but are not captured in the recommendations. I'm happy to submit them, and in fact, I perhaps should have done that already, submitted in writing to the Secretariat my concerns about things that I think should be added, but it becomes unilateral. So I'm not quite sure how best to go about it. I mean, I'd love to sit with somebody else from the ANC, for instance, who went and come up with an agreed set of recommendations. I feel this is sparse. The recommendations are too sparse.
They did it the way that we usually do it. That is why these meetings have been circulated to us as members before we came here. But then, if we still feel as members that we cut the recommendations out of it, because that is where really our whole report we should focus on. If it's a general feeling that we still need to work around our recommendations, we still need to add more, we can shelve them and say, by next week, everyone who wants to get additions on the recommendations, you can do it. And I hear what you are saying yesterday, it should be even more good if you sit like this and discuss them. Maybe for next week, then we can have a lot on that one. I know what you are saying. For 5 minutes, those who can work on them, we can try to do that. But then it means we'll be looking at the part of the recommendations, then we'll ask for the part next week.
Question,
Chair?
Yes. Chairperson, you know my passion when it comes to unions. I don't know if that's possible, Chair. After having met with the five unions in Botswana, and I wasn't there, they said, what are your observations? Because you are saying you met with the so that we compare those with ours. Is it possible to give, from the right-hand side, to give observation how they operate within the education system?
You want us to give you a full briefing on our part of them, because maybe it might not be part of the report. In the report, they're just summarizing everything. Because for me, once you raise such a question,
for allowing the space, because to me the role of unions is very important in our education system. They must be there, but their role can also be impact on the education system negatively.
to the paragraph just below that one. The way the managing their size and what their relationship is covered. Unless that really we've got something there that is specific that you want to talk about. Oh, no, but,
I
can
do it now for my team.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you, that would be good of you. Honourable Makubela, your hand was up, then sir, can I start with Honourable Mashishi?
No, I was saying that he was saying something for the
so, go through the report, Honourable Mashishi, there's so much that you'll learn about the human side. Honourable Makubela, don't have time. Honourable Makubela? Okay. So, we're agreeing that for the sake of the recommendation part of it, we'll adopt this report next week. So we'll be waiting for the input from the members. Okay. Let's go to the report of the Controller Committee on an oversight visit to Western Cape, Department of Western Cape and of Education in Western Cape. It was on the 20th of September.
The report has got an introduction, and then I would imagine that it is expected that it should have a conclusion. I hope that I'm not necessarily being academic about it.
Okay, because you have a saying, they took the observation, the committee observation and the recommendation as a conclusion, and unless you were going to be created part of that, you got as a conclusion, but on the observation and the recommendation, they could have been a conclusion that they could have applied to the committee.
They can have a paragraph checked before recommendations.
Thank you.
that's a confession you are sponsoring. Okay, let's move to the sort of minutes dated the 14th of May. Looking by South African Human Rights Commission on the Charter of Children's Basic Education Rights. Yes. 14th of May, 2013. Yeah, even if you're not there, but you have to be here. Thank you.
the secretary took these from me at the beginning of the meeting and agreed to hand them out and gave them back to me at the end of the meeting.
And you just gave it to
at the end of she, at the beginning of the meeting she agreed, and at the end of the meeting she said, "Oh, sorry, actually, could you do it?"
Which committee or basic education?
I wonder if how should all they? Not so bad, eh?
Only adoption of minutes.
And two draft reports, but I recall some of the draft reports. Minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just going to do it.